From NPR and WBUR Boston, it's Here and Now. I'm Robin Young. The massive refugee crisis in Lebanon is creating a new problem, child labor. About 40,000, or rather 400,000 children fled the Syrian civil war to Lebanon, but local schools can't accommodate them, and many children are now doing backbreaking work on farms. The BBC's Lise Doucette got rare access to the fields of Lebanon's eastern Bekaa Valley, where more and more children are now working.
They travel in an open-backed truck used to transport livestock, knocked back and forth on their journey. They cling to the rails and shiver in the cold. Bringing in the harvest is a big job for little ones, some as young as four. On this Lebanese farm, a Syrian middleman who's organized the labor shouts at the children to keep up the pace. He keeps a cut of their wages. Tariq Mazloum of the Lebanese charity Beyond can't bear to see this.
It's a bad situation, I think, to see little children, small children working.
Are they the main breadwinners in their family?
Each family consists of 6, 7, or 8 children, and all of them work from 3 years or 4 years old.
And if the children didn't work?
Their family will be destroyed. They can't eat.
So how much a day does each child make?
$4.
Let me ask all the children, do you find it hard coming here to work in the field? It's cold. It's clear this isn't what they'd like to be doing as children. Some of them are so young. Do you miss Syria? Yeah, a lot. What do you miss? They all say they miss school. Everybody misses going to school?
Yes.
We are witnessing day after day more children in the fields, missing in the tented settlements. They're doing all kinds of work. It is very difficult and it could be dangerous, and this is real exploitation.
Soha Bustani works for UNICEF, the UN's agency for children in Lebanon.
This is a really big dilemma for us. We want to protect these children, and at the same time, we don't want to deprive the family from their only source of income. So this is the reason why we're putting programs where children continue going to school in the afternoon in non-formal education. As long as the children are learning, they're not lost.
1, 2,
After hours in the field, the children are delighted to be at school, even if it's just open-air classrooms in their tented settlement. Lebanon's school system simply doesn't have space for hundreds of thousands of Syrians. But at least they've escaped the worst of Syria's war. 10-year-old Rasha tells me it's better to be here. There are no bombs, she says, with a smile. Rasha and her older brother Omar work in the fields to support their family of 6 children. It pains their widowed mother Fatima to treat her children like this. I feel like my heart is being ripped out, Fatima laments. But what can I do? If the children don't work, we can't live. There are no easy answers to stop child labor or a punishing war. Both are getting worse. Both are destroying the future of Syria.
The BBC's Lise Doucette in Lebanon. Meanwhile, in Syria, UN chemical weapons inspectors returned to Damascus today to complete their investigation, but they face challenges, including trying to find evidence from more than 6 months ago. You're listening to Here and Now.